this is Marty. I wanted to hop back on and give you just a quick little bit of info. Just got finished with, if you heard the last podcast, where we're talking to the Tulsa Tech detail class that's held locally here in Tulsa by a guy named Manny. Been in detailing since he's a kid, and he's 49 years old. A super talented detailer. Puts in a lot of time and effort at this class that he leads and teaches, and which is why a lot of our industry here in Tulsa is grown significantly. A lot of it has to do with his training and what he teaches out of this class, right? And so we had a bunch of young, we were six kids, but let me rephrase that, five kids and then one guy probably more my age. And we were talking to him as after we were done with the class session, which you heard me in that part, we went out to a vehicle, and if you follow us on Instagram, you can find all the different stuff where we completely took this beat up 2001 Tahoe, and like we dry sanded, we cut maxed, Optimus. I mean, true restoration, like true paint correction on this hood, and especially in the area where we dry sanded. So there's really need for these guys, young cats, and in our industry to see what it was like for a full paint correction, right? We hear or Instagram guys will always talk about, oh, I did one-step paint correction or two-step paint correction and laid down a coating. Well, no, I mean, like a true paint correction, you're going to probably be almost guaranteed to be pulling out some type of sandpaper, and or you're going to be doing multiple steps of just cutting. So it's not really a true one-step correction. You might really be doing an enhancement, which is perfectly fine. I myself love to do paint enhancement versus a full correction. But so we were doing a full correction on this part of the hood, and I encouraged them, get out your phones, document this, document your work. And we talked about for a brief time about how as detailers, many times we're so passionate about what we do and we're proud of the artistic expression of how we just transformed a vehicle, that on our own business pages or personal pages, we brag a lot. And it's like, hey, save that. You guys, if you've been listening to the podcast, you've heard DJ talk about this, where it's much more beneficial as a business to not brag, but to show and document the work. Okay, so save your bragging for, like, here in Oklahoma, we have a group called Detailers of Oklahoma. If you don't have a group in your state, create one and just have detailers be in there where you guys can showcase your work and brag. Like, that's cool. Like, you should be able to brag and show off your work. But then use your own page, if you have a business page, to document and explain what you did. This is a time for you to be professional, and you're selling your services without bragging and selling, okay? And when I say selling, I mean, like, instead of, oh, you know, we did this and we can do it for you, call us at this number. Like, don't do that. Like, what you should do, or your social media, if you have a business page, is you should document by saying, here's a before. This is the way the customer is a mother who goes to her car wash all the time. They're going to sell their vehicle. They wanted to get the most out of the resale value, so they brought it to us. Here's the before picture and here's the after picture. Now this customer can get a higher resale value for their vehicle because of the work that we did. And that's all you got to say. That proves your point. It gives them enough information. So if they're wanting to sell the vehicle, they should bring it to you to get the work done. Okay. If you don't have a business and you're just a guy that likes to do your own vehicles, or, you know, you do some on the side, maybe you're not a full business and you just like doing it on the side. Okay. Take every photo that you can, show videos of your results. But once again, don't try and brag. Don't try and be pushy. Don't try and say how great you are. You need to do the same way. Like, okay, let's do a different example. Customer came in with a lot of bad brake dust all over the rims. And you could do it before and after. And in the explanation or in your video, you could say, hey, if you have rims that are constantly looking like this, we can get those clean for you in a great way, and then put down a protectant, whether that's you use a wheel rim shield from like Sonax, which is like basically it's like a spray sealant, or if you're going to use a coating, you could use a spray coating, or you could use a full-fledged coating, whichever you choose. But then you could show how when you protect the wheels with this product that you carry and that you install, then the rims will not look like that. That would be great for like a Mercedes or a Porsche or something like that. And then you could use that and you could boost that post towards business owners, men who like Mercedes and go to golf clubs. Like, so you could be strategic. And so then in your video, you'd be strategic to not show off and brag, meet the need of the customer. Hey, so when you see your rims, do they look like this? We can help you solve that problem. Okay. Maybe another example. Let's go with a mother with kids, right? That's an easy one. Hey, do your carpets look like this after your kids have been in, after, you know, they get out of soccer practice? Maybe you show a photo with like food all over, or, you know, grass clippings, or, you know, something that, like a traditional mother who's hauling around two or three kids, always their vehicle is going to look like that. Great. If your vehicle is like this, we can help you solve that problem by a regular maintenance wash that's very cost effective, that can help clean up these areas. And we can even put down a fabric protectant to help these stains from not sinking in. Okay, that is a very strategic way of selling, quote unquote, without selling. All right, so you get it? Don't be pushy. Don't be trying to just tell everybody how great you are. Meet the need of the customer, and you will be able to produce more through that, right? So that's what we were talking to them about. So they all got out their phones, and they started doing it. And, right, don't worry about what your quality of your video, right? I've always got randoms all over the place. Like, some of my stuff's good quality, some of it's not, but it's the documentation, it's the constant showing your potential customers as well as your current customers of the work that you're doing that will generate more sales and more revenue for you. So that's what they're going to do, and I highly suggest it for you. Got any questions, feel free. Like I said, DM us on Instagram. We answer questions all the time. What we try and do, we want to have better service, which produces better results. So DM us on Instagram, Total Auto Solutions, or the other guys that are on the podcast, DM DJ at DJ Patterson or Eco Green Mobile Detail, or you could DM Ian. Guys, Ian's got a ton of great information. The dude's very gifted. So hit him up. Also, Red Beard Detail. We're all three here in Tulsa. We're all blowing and going. So thank you guys always for listening. Hey, give us a review if you can. That would be wonderful on whatever platform you listen. And thank you all so much. We really appreciate everything. And use that information. I hope it does you guys good. Hey, this is Marty, Total Auto Solutions. Make it a great day.